The New York City Ballet is in residence at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs, New York, July 17th through the 21st. Lauren Lovett has been a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet since 2015, jeteing from the School of American Ballet to apprentice to corps de ballet dancer to soloist and now principal dancer. She's performing the role of Juliet in Romeo and Juliet, will dance in Warren Carlyle's tribute to Jerome Robbins' Something to Dance About at SPAC's New York City Ballet Gala. She's also choreographed a work entitled Not Our Fate, which will be part of SPAC's 21st Century Choreographers Program. Lauren Lovett, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
So tell us, we'll start with Romeo and Juliet. It's the Prokofiev composition, dancing to Peter Martin's choreography, and you are dancing the title character of Juliet. Tell me about what that role is like, what that dance is like.
I mean, I love this ballet so much. Pretty much every version of it I love. I'm obsessed with the Prokofiev score, and I love the story. I love dramatic roles in general. So this ballet was definitely a dream of mine from a very young age to dance. And it's fun because I have a new partner in Saratoga. And he's someone I've known since I was 13.
Wow.
We've been friends for years. And we used to talk about doing it together as apprentices with New York City Ballet, and now we actually get the chance. So I think that's going to be really exciting.
I don't have in front of me. Sorry, what is that dancer's name?
Peter Walker.
Peter Walker. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so me and Peter will be, you know, exploring something new on stage. And, yeah, it's such a beautiful ballet, and I can't wait to do it outside at SPAC because there's just a special atmosphere there. And even in a matinee performance, I just feel like I'm going to be so much more free and it's going to feel organic and natural. And I don't know. Yeah, I love dancing at the Performing Arts Center, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
You mentioned that you like dancing dramatic roles.
I do.
I think that it's probably easier for a non-dancer, such as myself, to understand where the drama or lightness comes in an acting performance more than how you represent it in a dance performance. Could you talk about that? Talk about that difference, dancing a dramatic role versus dancing a non-dramatic role or less dramatic role.
I think for me, it just informs the choreography so much more when I know what emotions I'm supposed to be feeling, when there's a reason behind every step. It's like that in abstract ballets too, but it's way more literal in a dramatic ballet, and you don't have your voice. You can't rely on your inflection or your tone or anything like that. You have to do it fully with your body and your face. And I love diving into roles like that because there's so much room for growth. It's not just about how many pirouettes I can do or how high I get up in the air in a lift or anything like that. It's all the in-between moments. And especially doing a dramatic role like this on stage for a lot of people, there's a fine line between going really big and having it look kind of unnatural and then doing it too small and too intimate that it's almost for film. And then the audience can't see what's going on from the back seats. So I think I really love doing dramatic ballets for that reason, because there's a lot that goes into it. So many fine lines. It's just fun to play with that.
You'll also, while you're at SPAC, be performing a principal role in the SPAC premiere of Warren Carlyle's tribute to Jerome Robbins. It's called Something to Dance About. Tell us a little bit more about that piece, please.
I love that piece because it's just a celebration. It's a celebration of what Jerome Robbins has made throughout the course of his career, and I mean, for the dancers, it's just a really good time. It's a lot of costume changes for us, and it's just one thing after another. It just goes and goes and goes, but such a good closer for that specific gala evening, I think. And then we finish the ballet with a tribute to him, and I always feel this, I don't know, it's not a joy, it's more like this reverence at the end of it. Like, I have the honor of dancing Jerome Robbins ballets all the time. I'm so lucky. I'm so grateful. And we just bow to him. And I just think that's so beautiful. Yeah, I'm excited for that one, too. I'm glad we're closing the season that way.
It sounds absolutely gorgeous and fun, like you said. It features music from artists like from Harnack and Bach and Comden and Green, Oscar Hammerstein, Stephen Sondheim, Julie Stein, Richard Rogers, Leonard Bernstein, which of course is ballet, but there are also songs from Broadway composers.
Exactly.
Is there any kind of, I mean, what is the difference usually, and how does it come together for a presentation like this between ballet and Broadway dancing?
I mean, I think it takes a lot of finesse to weave together all of the variety that Jerome Robbins is. It's really cool because in such a short period of time, and there's really not a whole lot of time between, there's not a lot of transition time between the different ballets that Jerome Robbins has made and the different composers and all of that. So I think it takes, a very skilled choreographer to sort of thread it together as a complete work. With as diverse an array, it's like a variety platter of ballets, it does come together quite well.
What are some of the songs that you dance to in the piece?
Let's see, what do I do? I do West Side Story's Maria. I do a little bit of On the Town. I do Music That Makes Me Dance. And everybody's kind of involved in the finale. But those are my three main involvements, I guess you'd say.
That sounds really, really wonderful.
Yeah.
You also have choreographed a piece that will be part of SPAC's 21st Century Choreographers program mm-hmm. while you're at the Performing Arts Center in Saratoga. Tell us about Not Our Fate. It premiered last fall, but this will be the SPAC premiere of your piece. Tell us about the dance that you've made.
So Not Our Fate is a ballet that I made about New York City, really. It's not a ballet about resistance, but it kind of is. It's about relationships and how they come together and they fall apart, and the tension and the energy of the city. And I mean, I made this ballet in my mind on the subway every day, and I get little glimpses into people's lives when I'm riding the train. And I thought it would be cool to do a ballet that's all about moving forward in the energy of the city, but you see little glimpses of people's lives, some good, some bad. And I wanted two men to fall in love, really. I wanted it to be in a beautiful way and not just hinting at it or just friendship. I wanted it to really be like a romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this beautiful music by Michael Nyman that I think just holds the tension of the city so well. And then I found Preston Chambly and Taylor Stanley and had them fall in love on stage. it's a ballet about the new generation and the new time that is now. And there's a lot to that. Like, there's a lot going on in the world right now, so the ballet is diverse. A lot happens in a short period of time. It's three movements long, and it ends not in defiance, it just ends in hope.
We can't get enough of.
No, we can't get enough of it. Yeah, I want it. It's a very uplifting piece, I think. That's what I wanted. I wanted to do something that's positive. Yeah, so it's hard to talk about it too much because I want people to take their own message from it.
Of course.
But, I made it for the dancers that are involved. It's very personal to their stories. I think my favorite part of it is either the central pas de deux, where I use a corps de ballet dancer that hasn't been seen very much, hasn't been featured very much, Megan Dutton O'Hara, and I kind of shine a light on her because I want you guys to see how beautiful she is. and then Preston and Taylor in their central pas de deux.
This is the second piece you've choreographed for the New York City Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
How does it happen that you get to do this now?
I feel very lucky that I have the opportunity to choreograph and dance. it's not an easy thing to do. Both require so much time and energy. But I really feel like one informs the other, and my life is more complete. It's more full since creating. I like that I get to be told what to do and exercise that perfectionist side of my brain, and that performing side of my brain that's very personal, and I don't know, it's more feeling centered. And then I love that I get to create too, which is a whole nother side to my whole life. So I'm figuring out a way to do both, but I feel very, very blessed that I get to do both. And yeah, I'm creating a lot of things this summer, and I continue on after this. I have a fellowship at NYU that begins in the winter. So that'll be another opportunity to create more work.
The New York City Ballet is in residence at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs, New York, July 17th through the 21st. Lauren Lovett is a principal dancer and choreographer with the New York City Ballet. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, the New York City Ballet is performing at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, New York, July 17th through the 21st. SPAC.org for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.